Good morning and welcome to Animates. Today we have as our guest Angela. And Angela is a person who keeps chickens. Not only does she and her family keep chickens, they have dogs, they have cat, they have rabbit, they have horse. Welcome, Angela.
Thanks, Fran. Good to be here.
Now we're going to find out a bit more about chooks today. Let's see what we can find out. First of all, Angela, why keep chooks?
They're very easy to keep. They have great personalities. They're really good for children because they're not flighty, they're not really aggressive, and also you can get eggs from them.
Well, that's a good enough reason to keep them. Can you give us an idea, please, Angela, of the breeds of chickens suitable for a family yard?
Chickens come in standard size, which is large, and bantam. Bantams are really good for small yards for families. They're lighter, so they're good for children. Silkies are a great one for children because they can't fly at all. Then you have breeds like the Aracuna or the Australorps. They're all very friendly birds.
Right. And what about their personalities? Is there any more, any style of chook that's better than another, or does it just depend on the actual chicken themselves?
I think it depends more on the chicken themselves. It's like any other animal. Some have better personalities than others. Some are more friendly than others, just naturally.
Mm. Can you tell us about a personality chicken that you've had?
I have one at home at the moment. Whenever I'm cleaning out, she will come in, she will jump up to where I'm cleaning, and she will start scratching around with me, just sort of saying, what are we doing? Let's go. It's really cute. Yeah. And they'll trip you over if you've got food.
And I think some of your chickens I call them chooks, so I'll continue to call them chooks, are different in sizes too, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. We have the bantams, which are the smaller ones, and then you have the standard chickens, which are a lot larger, but even standard chickens, they come in really large down to, you know, small. So, and their eggs are all different sizes as well.
Oh, okay. Mm. Now, I know some suburban areas are restricted from having roosters, but where it is permitted, how many hens would you keep compared with roosters?
You'd normally have about 5 to 6 hens for one rooster, just so that he can spread himself around. He's not sort of on one hen all the time.
Okay, that sounds like a good way to go. How well do... I think before I ask that next question, what's the role of children in assisting you care for your chickens?
I think it's good responsibility. It teaches them empathy, compassion. The kids get to go and feed the chickens. They get to clean up after them. They love collecting the eggs. Watching babies hatch is... All kids enjoy watching baby chicks hatch. It's quite amazing. So, yeah.
Yes, and it's a very good lesson for them, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. How to treat things gently. And
yes. Yes.
So how well do your chooks get along with other family pets such as dogs?
Our dog doesn't get along with our chickens, but I know a lot of people that have dogs and chooks together. It's just raising them together, I think. Chickens will always be okay with other animals. They're very social. Dogs obviously like to chase, so you really have to make sure you train your dog. Our cat completely ignores the chickens. She's not bothered about them at all.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. And the horses are too far away
and
to
the
be
horses
cursed.
Are too far away.
So how can keeping chooks benefit other parts of your garden?
The manure and the bedding that you use for the chickens, you can use as fertilizer around your garden, and it is beautiful fertilizer. They'll also scratch away at your weeds. They'll eat bugs that are in your garden. If you can move them around so they don't just focus on one area, they're very beneficial.
Mm. And I think the mixture that you have is what you put down on the base as well as just the manure itself. It's a nice mixture that comes out of your chook
yard. Yes, you just collect up the wood shavings with the manure, and it's sort of a bit of a fertilizer and a bit of mulch all at the same time.
Mm, yes, I've been have the benefit of some of that, and it certainly helps the veggies to grow really well. So what's essential for keeping chooks in comfortable housing?
You need to have a fully enclosed area for them at night, wire. You have to be careful if you're buying some of the cheaper wooden structures that you can buy off eBay or places like that. Sometimes if they're not strong enough, you'll get, if certain predators can get through, they'll get in. So strong, secure, a solid base. So it's shelter from the rain. And sort of shade from the sun as well in summer.
So something with a tin roof or an actual roof on top.
Proper roof on top is always beneficial. Because if a fox comes around, they'll go straight up over the wire.
That's not a very pleasant thing to think about. It leads me on to the next question of what predators do you need to be aware of that may impact on your chooks or their eggs, and what can you do to keep the chooks safe?
Yep. So foxes are obviously the big one. Even in suburbia, foxes will come around, and they will come around every night checking to see if the chooks are locked up or not.
Really?
And the one night you don't, they won't. They will kill everything. They'll only take a couple away, but they'll kill everything. Dogs are another one that will, they like to chase things, so they'll go them. And hawks is an overhead one that you have to watch out for, because they'll just swoop down and can pick them up. So having somewhere for the chickens to run for cover from the hawks is, you know, is beneficial. Having an enclosed run, if you're in suburbia and it's your backyard and you're around and you're out and they're running around, obviously the fox isn't going to come and a dog wouldn't get them either. But on acreage, yeah, you have to have somewhere where they've got protection, even in the daytime.
And do you have problems with other predators that slither along the ground, perhaps?
Most people think snakes come for the eggs. Most of the time they don't. Most of the reasons why you would end up with a snake in and around your chickens is because they're coming for the rodents, so rats or mice. We've had red-bellied black snakes in with our chickens. They're not bothered about the eggs or the chickens, but they come for the mice.
So that's positive, really, isn't it? It's a negative positive.
It's a negative positive. It scares you when you lift something up and there's a snake under it, but there's less mice.
True enough, yes. What essentials do you need to buy to keep the chooks well fed and watered and their enclosure clean and dry?
So having a roof on an enclosure will keep it dry. Having... if you let your chickens free range, so if you can let them out onto the grass so that they can eat bugs and grass and weeds, that would mean you would need less food to buy for them. Chicken scraps are another good one. Food scraps is another good one. Kitchen scraps, they'll eat most things as long as it's not mouldy, as long as it's fresh.
So that would be breads and fruit wrappings like apple skins
and
things like that.
Any sorts of seeds that come off. They love watermelon, chickens.
Really?
They love watermelon. And rice. They really like rice.
Cooked or uncooked?
Cooked rice. And you can even boil up some eggs. So you can't feed chickens raw eggs because they can get into the habit of them breaking into eggs.
Right.
But if you cook up some eggs and then just mash it through with some rice, they love it. And it's good protein back for them.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting. And, of course, on the ground, you said you have wood shavings on the ground to help.
That's in the pen area, so where they sleep at night, I have the wood shavings. During the day, it's just mulch, tree mulch.
Okay.
Or dirt. They love the dirt because they like to have a dust bath.
What about grass clippings from your mower? Can you put those in?
Yeah, as long as there's not fertilizer just being sprayed on them, things like that, or weed spray. Yes, we give them, and we just spread it around and they just scratch around in it.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. About how much does it cost to keep a chook, you know, per week, per month? I don't know how to ask this question, but what sort of...
I would say if you had five or six chickens and you were letting them free range, probably it would only cost you maybe $40 a month to keep them. And that's including getting bedding as well. The more you let them free range, the more you let them eat other things. Obviously, the less seed you'd have to supplement. And most pet stores now sell chicken food.
Right. Oh, okay. Which is great. That's good to know. Yeah. So it's accessible for most people.
Pet barn places like that, they sell chicken food now, as well as your produce places.
Okay. Mm. Oh, that's well, good to know. Now, tell us about their egg laying. I believe some eggs come in different sizes, as you said earlier, and may have different colour shells depending on the breed.
Yes, lots of different colours. We have chickens at home called Arrakunas, and they lay a blue-green eggshell. It's a beautiful colour. Then you've got breeds like a Moran, which will lay a really dark brown, And then there's things like Leghorns, which are standard white eggs. And then you've got everything in between, from speckled to light brown, dark brown. It's just, it's amazing. If you can get a few different breeds, you end up with a basket full of beautiful colours.
Mm. And, of course, they all have a lovely orangey-yellow yolk in the middle of them.
That's because they free-range.
That's right. And, yes, well, you can really see the benefit of it. What makes home-laid eggs so good? Well, we've just touched on that, but tell me more.
They're definitely fresher. Eggs that go to the supermarkets can be 3 to 4 weeks old at least before they get there. When you've got them at home, you're collecting them every single day. And you also know what your chickens have been eating. You know there's no chemicals. You know there's no additives in their food. You're in control of what you're producing.
Right. About how many years do chooks live?
Most purebred chickens, they'll go 8 years plus. So you'll probably get eggs for about maybe 5 to 6 years, then it'll start to, it drops off after about 4 years with the pure breeds. That'll drop off about 4 years, but they'll keep laying just a bit less. But yes, some chickens can go well over 8. We have one at home, a little silky, and she must be close to 11 years old now.
Right. So what do you need to be aware of that may affect your chooks in summer, by example?
They can't sweat, so they're very prone to the heat. So we have the shade. I have an outdoor fan up in my chicken area, which has a misting option. So when it gets really hot, we plenty of fresh cold water. Frozen watermelon is a great one in the heat. I put the misting fan on. They have the option then to go in. It's just basically keeping them cool. Unfortunately, nighttime is often the time when they'll succumb to the heat if the temperature doesn't drop overnight, because they roost. Once they go to bed, they don't come down. They don't come down to eat. They don't come down to drink. And they'll just dehydrate, and basically you can lose them during the night.
Mm.
Winter, not so bad. We're not in a very cold area. They can get frostbite on their combs, on their head. So you have to watch out for excessive cold. If it's a snowy area, you know, really cold. Sydney's not too bad. Mm. But shelter from the wind, the rain, just the elements.
So finally, what do you look out for when purchasing new chickens?
You can buy chickens as day olds. Lots of places sell them as sexed, so you're guaranteed to get a girl. But if you can't set up to raise babies, then there's always the option to going what they call point of lay. So they're about 16 to 18 weeks old and they're ready to start laying eggs for you. Again, you'd look for things like that they're foraging. Try to buy them from places where you can actually see them running around. Don't buy them from a caged area. Watch them, see them foraging, make sure that they're clean, they've got nice feathers, that, you know, they're not listless, hunched over.
Mm.
You know, an active bird is often a healthy bird.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah, I think I've learned quite a lot about chickens and keeping chooks that I didn't know before. So thank you, Angela, very much. We really appreciate learning from you today.
No worries. Thank you.
And now I hope that you've learned all you ever needed to know about keeping chooks.